Just lucky, thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
You're gonna eat lightning, you're gonna crap thunder.
We're friends to the end, remember?
You're unbearably naive.
Well, I was born yesterday.
I'm gonna make this pencil disappear.
Ta-da! Swallow this.
Long live the king.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
All right, hey, it's announcement time. I'm Lewis.
I'm Jamie Dolan, that Wonder Woman.
And Jamie, why don't you start off and tell everyone this great big news that I've been holding in. Tell everyone our announcement.
So we're just here tonight to thank you guys for voting us into the top 100 spot on New England Podcast featured on FeedSpot.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, everybody. So they asked me to talk really slow, but I'm not good at that. I'm from South Jersey. I'm Jamie Dolan, that Wonder Woman, your moderator for today. Sorry, we're getting started a little bit late. But I do have Jade Saxton and Kyle Phillips back here. So you guys want to come on up? They are here for our My Hero Academia panel. Wherever you like, all the mics are already on.
Amazing.
How are you both today?
Great.
You have a good weekend so far?
Great.
Kyle needs to.
Fantastic.
All right, so we're here to talk about My Hero Academia today.
Yes, or dubbing in general, or whatever.
So, yeah. I guess my first question is, because this show has kind of taken off and gotten pretty huge, is that something that you are expecting?
No.
Not at all.
No. When you took a role, so... I think I've gotten pretty big into anime thanks to my son, and one of my things is now that I'm seeing all these characters, and do you choose your characters? Like,
yes.
Do you audition for the roles? Is it just like acting? Like, how does that, or does your voice just say, hey, they have the voice for this, and they reach out to you?
I bribed Colleen. And she picked me for Bakugo. I was going to be Bakugo. And then I heard Cliff, and I was like, hey, listen, thank you for Bakugo, but I think you need to talk to this guy, Cliff. I think he's better suited for it. And then she made us fight, and he beat me, and so he got Bakugo. True story.
Was it a physical fight?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because, see, I'm 6'3 in my human form, and Cliff is a shorter guy. And so I just underestimated him. I'm like, I got reach, you know. And he was like...
But he was like nimble.
He won.
I was like Floyd Mayweather, right? Like, I got the reach. I can take my time. And he came in like a little Mike Tyson and just destroyed me. So
yeah. I was there. It was bloody.
We're friends now, though, so it's okay.
That's good. Yeah, so you duped it out, but you shook hands after.
Yeah. And that's how, honestly, that's how you get any anime role. You have to fight.
How'd your fight go, Jade?
Yeah.
Well, Jade, she's a nail girl. Like,
oh.
Look at
that. Is that why the bright yellow? It's like,
yeah.
Goodness.
I have to have my claws.
It's her intimidation tactic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm a real scratcher.
Yeah. There's some people, they have to wear glasses now because of her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to do? But I got the role, so.
It's part of the job.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're talking about this. We're breaking so many NDAs.
I know,
but
it's kind of underground.
When people ask how do you become a voice actor, it's like you've got to be ready to fight.
Yeah.
So it's beyond the vocal talent.
Yeah, no, everyone who's a voice actor right now is actually not really that good, but they're just good fighters.
Yeah, I mean, really, yeah. I had to train it out in the ring.
They have a ring.
MMA style.
Yeah, MMA style.
Yeah.
Well, you can choose. You can both agree if you both want MMA style or like wrestling or boxing. You choose how you fight.
Or air hockey.
Or air hockey.
Yeah.
Or ping pong.
Mm-hmm. Ping pong? I never get the roles where ping pong is the battle of choice.
I'm not good at ping pong, so.
But, the MMA ones, I got the claws.
I cheated the air hockey one because I'm like going and I'm like, oops. And I throw the paddle at their face and like score.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I've gotten a few roles. That's not how I got Denki, but it's how I got Marco in One Piece. I cheated at air hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I was up against, Chris Sabat. He was going to be Marco. I beat him at air hockey. So.
Yeah, he's not good. He's never good at that one. We have that in common. Yeah. Both not good at air hockey or ping pong.
Yeah.
It's about the only thing we have in common, though. So
throw that paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you don't throw it. It slips out of your hand.
Whoops.
Accidentally.
With gusto and force.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, back to My Hero for your characters. They're testing me here. Which of your character's powers would you use to win one of those battles for a voice role?
I mean, Kendo's got the big fist, so she's going to be an amazing fighter. Yeah, Bam, or just like, I like the idea of like when you're just crushing everyone, every bone. Then they wouldn't be able to like come out for roles for a while.
Yeah, you can't kill anyone in these fights. That's the rule. So
but you crush all the bones.
They still have to be able to perform.
Yeah. So... Yeah, yeah. If you just turn them into like a meat sack,
yeah.
But they can still use their voice.
Yeah, I mean, they can lay there and they'll hang up a mic. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
They as hang. Long as you don't, like, yeah, you can't ever go for the throat. Mm-hmm.
That's the one rule.
Never the throat.
Yeah, can't go for the throat.
Anything else is fine. Fruit and fairy.
Now, I use, the problem though, like, if you, a lot of characters' powers are too strong, like, you know, Denki can muster 2 million volts of electricity. You just need 5,000 volts to... permanently down a human being?
Unalive is what the kids say.
Unalive, yes. Yeah. 5,000. And he can summon 2 million. Mm-hmm. So, like, I...
You couldn't use that one, then.
Kind of overkill.
Yeah, it's overkill. Yeah. And you can't take out anyone mm-hmm. permanently mm-hmm. when you're mm-hmm. fighting for roles, so... I couldn't use a lot of powers, actually.
So, audience, if you have any questions, you can... Definitely line up in the mic.
Look who it is.
Look who it is.
TLN Valerie.
Ladies and germs.
Ladies and germs. We were talking about
the secret underground world of how you actually get voice acting roles.
So I was talking about how I originally got cast as Bakugo, but then according to the rules of Funimation, me and Cliff had to fight.
And you lost?
And I lost to Cliff, yeah. So what's been your most brutal knockdown fight?
For
trying, mm-hmm. like, how'd you win Happy? Tell us the fight that you, how you won Happy.
I was there for that one.
So when I got Happy and showed up for the fight, the other girl didn't even show up.
Oh,
she was so scared.
So that's a forfeit, and if you forfeit, it's really hard to get work because everyone thinks you're a big wuss.
It was just her reputation was there.
Yeah, so she's no longer in mm-hmm. voice acting at
not
all.
Not in the biz. She
not
had
even
a...
probably in the state. I don't know. I haven't looked her up in a bit.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's a shame, but I mean, it is what it is. So.
Yeah.
So it looks like we do have an audience question.
Oh,
what is your name?
Xavier.
Xavier.
Hello.
What's up, Xavier?
Oh, I was curious if the roles you guys got were... the roles you were interested in getting, with the roles you wanted, or if you lost a fight and they gave you something else and said...
you get a consolation prize if you accept it. You know, it's usually like Walla mm-hmm. and stuff like that. That's cool. But
you lost a fight, but here's your reward for trying.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's your participation trophy.
So you get to go in to the booth and do like just a rando that's like... Wah! And dies immediately.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. We're good community, so we like to...
Throw him a bone.
Throw him a bone, yeah.
Throw him the bone, just make sure you don't hit him in the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
The throat. The head's, you know, whatever.
Yeah. The head's less important than the throat.
Oh, and ears. Yeah. Don't mess with the ears, don't mess with the throat. Everything else is fair game.
The eyes, the ears, and the nose.
Oh, and in your
eyes.
In your
eyes.
Signing hand.
You can,
There are a few parts you can't touch. Everything else is good.
Yeah. I picked all the roles I've ever gotten. I picked them. And fought and won. Now, there's lots of roles that I wanted that I didn't get because I'm
pretty the scars to show it. Though.
I do have the scars to show it. I'm a pacifist at heart, so I have to muster a lot of motivation to get in these fights.
Muster up a lot of courage to get electrocuted 70 gazillion times.
Yeah, I've been electrocuted. Yeah, because some people fight dirty and they're not monitored, these fights. They just assume, and so some people it's like an honor code, but some people
you got to bring a lot of razzle dazzle to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it takes. Razzle dazzle.
When you bring it out.
Then you finally touch the trophy and get electrocuted from how powerful the shock is.
Mm. Yeah. That's happened. People set booby traps and stuff. I'm surprised when Tia was telling the story, there have been people who like I'm going to be late to the fight, but they set a booby trap, and that's how they've won. Because someone's like, not paying attention, step on a bear trap.
Sometimes being slow wins the race. Not jumping headfirst into it, because then you're going to end up unconscious.
That's right.
Mm. That's good advice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I know I've seen you guys at several cons now. We were at Rhode Island. I think you were in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're here. What are some of your favorite memories at cons? I know when we were at Rhode Island, the entire crowd was in cosplay. And it was pretty much all My Hero characters. Have you had any moments that really stand out to you that were memorable, or an interaction with a fan that, really made it special for you?
Yeah, so many, and they're all unique and fun. Excuse me, fun in their own way. I can't think of anything really that I stream on Twitch.
Yeah.
And so one of the coolest things has been meeting people that I play games with in person at conventions. That's always fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is cool.
Putting a name with a face.
Yeah, it's cool.
Jade, anything?
I mean, I do think it's cool when there's a big room of people and they're all they all kind of sometimes I can get them to say on command the same thing, or they're just really into it and they all know the moments of what you're talking about. Everyone in that room is such a big fan of whatever it is you're discussing or talking about. So it's kind of cool for the whole fandom to be engaging in that way and getting the joke or getting the moment, doing the ooh, laughing, it's really neat.
One of my favorite moments was when Attack on Titan was really big, and I don't play a very big character at all. My boyfriend gets ripped in half, and I cry about it, and that's it. And I went to a Attack on Titan panel that was full of people, and we were all introducing our characters, and I was like, oh, I play Hana. It's not a big deal. I shouldn't even be on this panel. And this girl stood up in full cosplay of my character and said, she is my favorite. I role play as her online. And I was so embarrassed. But that's how I realized that every character is someone's favorite. Don't discount any of them. So I always like that moment and find it valuable.
That's awesome. So we do have another audience question. What's your name?
Chris.
Hi. Chris, what do you have for
me? This is a question for each one of you. If there was an anime that was getting rebooted or redubbed, like they did Neon Genesis Evangelion recently on Netflix. So any anime that they were going to remake or redub, what is an anime character from past that you would want to do?
Aaliyah.
I don't know who that is. But yeah, mention the anime and then what the anime, the character, and the character is from. So,
If you were like, if you have Aaliyah on your shirt.
Oh, Aaliyah.
I didn't even notice.
I did.
I'm like, is he talking about
I wear this because I'm a big fan of vampires and she was the queen of the damned.
Oh, yeah. No, Leah's great. Funny side tangent. I was teaching a voiceover workshop and a guy in the class is wearing a Whitney Houston shirt. I was like, man, I love your shirt. And he goes, oh, I don't know who this is. I just got it at a thrift store. And I was like,
oh, no.
The greatest singer of all time. It was great. Dang. Anyway, you go first. What was the question?
Name an anime, movie, TV show, and the character you would like to do if they ever remade it, redubbed it, like Neon Genesis Evangelion, Vampire Hunter D, La Blue Girl, or something like that. Just whatever.
It could be children to adult.
Well, I don't have necessarily the right voice for it, but if they ever rebooted Cowboy Bebop, I would draw the ire of the entire fandom and want to be Spike Spiegel. I'd be like, sorry, Steve, I beat you. I fought him. I could fight. I could take on Steve Blue.
No, he said he's a big string bean.
He's a big string bean. But he, what you don't know that, because I've seen him in these fights when they get these roles, he brings a lot of razzle-dazzle to his fights. And he, that's how he's won. Yeah. So I think I could take him, but I'll take your word for it. Oh, gotcha.
This show might already have a reboot, and I just don't know. It's not an anime, though, but... I don't know. It's what came to mind. It was Care Bears. I loved Care Bears.
Which one would you be, though?
I don't know.
How do you feel most days after Care Bear?
No, because then it would be like the sad bear or something. Cloudy bear. No, I want to be like something that that like helps brighten my day. So it would probably be Sunshine Bear.
So you have rainbow earrings. It's very fitting of you.
Yeah, or Rainbow Bright. See, just anything from. See, but has that been, have either of those already been rebooted? And I just don't.
I don't think Care Bears has.
Y'all are Care Bears. I loved it. So it already did come back? Well, boom.
Yeah.
But if you mean like, does it have to be like a reboot? Or did you mean like ones that would keep going? Get another season? Oh.
Our knowledge of anime is quite not extensive, sadly.
That's why I do an adult anime, too, in case you want to review something
like this. If they ever rebooted Golden Boy, do you know Golden Boy?
Yes.
I'd love to be Golden Boy. Kentaro Oe is his name. I want to be Kentaro Oe.
Or we could say, are there any dream roles that you
have?
Wait. I just don't know enough.
That's okay.
We got to hear it now. That was a huge gasp.
Yes.
Yeah, what was it?
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer?
Yeah.
Who would you want to be in Speed Racer?
Anybody. A racer. Yeah.
You could do speed, probably.
You think?
Yeah. That's a good your boy voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Speed Racer.
I'm going to be a new character in it, though.
A new movie. Or a show.
I'm going to be a fun new character. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes.
What about you, Tia? Do you have one? Dream role? Anything you want to reboot?
If they ever had another season of Gunslinger Girl, that's my favorite anime of all time.
What is it?
Gunslinger Girl.
Ah.
And, but I will cheat and say that there was a Mario anime. So I'd be Peach. And there's also a Huckleberry Finn anime. So I would love to be... Huckleberry Finn is my favorite story. So Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn have their own anime. And I would love to be anybody in that. I would love to direct that.
I didn't hear you doing a Peach voice.
Huh?
I didn't hear you doing a Peach voice.
Thank you.
That definitely worked.
Thank you very much. And you got the hair for it. Which is very important when you're voice acting.
Yeah. Well, helps you get into character.
I was going to say, it'll help you get into character.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, yo agent. That's how I get roles.
Yo agent. That's why you have that reputation in the Fight Club, though.
Yeah. They would be like, no, we don't actually.
We have another audience question, and what is your name?
My name is Lewis. I have a question for all three of you. If you could pick one of a character, doesn't have to be which character you already played, and the three of you had to have a rap battle, which character would you each pick? But you had to battle each other.
In a rap battle.
And give us a taste of it, each one of you, in a character.
Oh, boy.
That is a lot of
I wish I could freestyle at all.
I was going to yeah.
I mean, I would just do Chica. Like, she was really good in a rap battle from Kaguya-sama Love's War. She threw down. She beatboxed. She rapped.
Kyle?
I'm the voice of a character named Wagner in a French cartoon called Smarty Pants. And in the recent episode I dubbed, I got to rap, and it was awesome. So I would pick him.
Give us a little taste.
Man.
Sorry, we don't do performances for free.
I really wish I could. I cannot rap at all. On the spot. I have good rhythm, and like, give me some lyrics and I can do well. So if you were to give me... Wait.
I don't know, because even in some of them, like if you watch Naruto...
What's Naruto?
Right. They have...
Naruto?
But he can't,
oh,
like...
Oh, Naruto.
He raps. It's terrible, and it's kind of an ongoing joke.
No, my rap is good. But you can only watch Smarty Pants currently, season one, in the UK, for some reason.
The UK?
The UK? Where? Smarty Pants?
Smarty Pants? In the UK? I like it.
Ron, no, Ron.
What? I literally have no idea what you just said.
We used to send each other TikToks of,
Rom?
Ron.
Oh, Ron.
He's going to sacrifice himself.
No, you can't. There must be another way. Yes.
Yeah.
I love these.
I think it's a ladybug.
Oh.
That's something for your rainbow?
Big ladybug.
Yeah, that was a big one.
I don't know what it is, actually. There's something joining the panel. It's our guest.
My earring is a flower.
But I know that... oh, it's a beagle. So there's season... I think they announced a season 7 for you guys?
Yes.
Of My Hero Academia?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Tia. I'm sorry.
What?
I would we're all distracted by
you. It would be Happy the Cat, and if you go on YouTube and you look up Happy the Cat rapping, I do rap as Happy. I have rapped as Happy before. Eminem is my guy. I love him so much. So, yeah.
Because he's a criminal.
I don't... Okay, criminal. Here's the thing. If I rapped criminal...
Couldn't.
I can't get ahead of the cursing in my own brain to, like, censor it. So.
So, yeah. So, they did announce season 7. Trying to get it back on track here. I know there's not a date for it yet. Is there anything that you guys are looking forward to, you know, as far as the new season?
I'll say no, because my character's hardly in My Hero. But I hope it's a really good season. That's what I hope. I hope that for everybody who loves it, because it's a really valuable anime to a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know what comes up.
I don't either. I mean, I just hope for some interesting, like, for the interesting character interactions, for, like, characters that, like, don't necessarily usually interact with each other. Like, I think that would be really cool for them to have scenes together or scenarios together where they need to fight or whatever. But I don't read ahead or anything either.
I think season 7 we're gonna see Felicia's character. She's the Invisible Girl. I think we see her in season 7, and then Ian's character, Ojiro Shoji. Shoji. We see it under his mask, I think, in season 7. So.
I was like those unmasking.
I'm kind of bummed about Felicia's character getting revealed, because right now she could be any size, any color, any shape, and they kind of take that away when they show it.
Yeah.
Takes the mystery out of it.
Yeah, and that character could be anybody right now. It could look just like you. And I don't know.
It's kind of a boomer. But we do have another audience question.
If there is a character from any anime, as long as it's an anime, this is a question for all three of you, by the way, any character that you regret overdoing or wish you had an opportunity to do that you didn't get, or an opportunity, or why do you want to do a character again that is gone from the anime, but you want to do it again? Any sort of character for all three of you.
Sure, all of us would love any type of rebuilding of a show or retelling of a show. Toy Bon Hanako is going to get a retelling soon, is what we hear.
I heard about that. That's weird.
It is weird.
Pretty new.
Yeah. Any
I'm curious.
Toilet Bound fans? Yeah. Really? Really? Aw. Hey, you were here yesterday. Yeah. Did your dad? Oh, you mean you all were here yesterday, but did your dad drop you off? Hey, you want this? I'm giving this out, actually, because I don't want to pack it back up. Come get it.
What?
Oh, it's like a... My hero. Not my hero. Toilet bath poster. Woo! Whee! Great job being here.
Woo! There's a sad thing about anime in that a lot of them... They create the anime just to help promote the manga. So a lot of anime is just like 12 episodes and then it's done. I've been, we've all been in a lot of shows where it's like, oh man, there's like 12 light novels on this show. Like, this is going to go on forever. And they're like, just one season.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. So I think the answer to your question is all of them. Every show I've ever been in, I want it to keep going.
Mine is... I always want this to keep going, and I don't know if it ever will, but Death Parade. I absolutely love that series. It was so interesting and kind of different and, like, took a... I don't know. I feel like they could have done some, like, sides. Has anyone seen it? No. Anyways, it's cool. Check it out. I will also say, even though I feel like they wrapped it up with a pretty little bow, I feel like there could be more, like... retellings or like what happened after or whatever from Michiko and Hachin. I think that would be really cool. Has anyone seen that? Cool.
Oh no, except for Assassination Classroom. That show ended perfectly. We don't need any more Assassination Classroom.
I know you guys, you two are still going on Minecraft today. I know her character. I'm only on season 4, so I don't really know if it changes in
the season. Season 5 kind of weakens a little bit, but hang around because season 6 is great.
Well,
nice.
She loses her work one for all.
Oh.
Hey! Spoilers.
But everybody's seen it.
Who's your character?
Ragdoll.
Oh, you're Ragdoll?
One of the Wild Wild Pussycats.
I signed a Wild Wild Pussycats print, and it was the Baku Squad dressed as the...
Cute. It's Marcus, Jill, Jeremy, and myself.
We have another audience question. What is your name?
I'm Ian. Hello.
Hello, Ian.
I just wanted to know if you guys have any like specific moments or like memorable fan arts that you guys are seeing or any kind that you love in particular, because I know that can be kind of all over the place. So
I got one recently. So my favorite Nintendo character is Wario, and I was just in Philadelphia for Contropolis, Pennsylvania. And at Fan Expo Dallas, someone gave me a fan art. It was Wario punching the Philly Fanatic.
Oh, my God.
Who's the Philly Fanatic?
He's the mascot for the Phillies.
Oh, sorry.
He's a weird green thing with a long snorkel nose.
Yeah. Snorkel nose?
Yeah.
He looks like Birdo.
Looks like a snorkel, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my... That immediately popped in my brain when you asked that.
When we were, I think you were at this one, you both might have been, when we were at My Hero Irving this year, someone made, like, handmade dolls of all of our characters from My Hero, and mine had, like, they were about, like, that big or so, and mine had, like, little, like, giant fists that were, like, removable.
Cute.
It was so cute. Yeah.
Are y'all waiting on me?
What was the question? I'm so sorry. A fan art or something, a fan gift that like you've received, I think is the question.
Oh my gosh, everything is, I don't know. I 100% support all fan fiction and all fan art in any way that you guys express yourself. That's how I started. Like before I was a voice actor, I used to role play on the phone with my best friend because I was too scared to get an improv class. So I feel like our love for our things fuels where we go in life. So that was a long way to tell you. I like them all.
So what are some of your guys' favorite traits of your characters in the show? And do you see any of that like in you? Like has it helped you kind of voice them and...
I'm so sorry. I'm not in My Hero hardly at all.
That's okay.
So every My Hero question you ask, I'm just going to answer with a Mario answer.
That's totally fine.
Awesome. Peach and I have so much in common. There's this scene in one of the openings of Smash Brothers where there's an explosion, and you see her sashaying in front of the explosion, out of it, with just a parasol, so calm and collected. And that's how I want to live my life. Grace under fire.
Yes.
And yeah, I think she and I are, we both like tea and cake and turtles.
Wait, are you a Bowser Peach shipper?
I'm not, unfortunately. Oh my goodness. I like turtles.
Sorry, I thought that whole interaction, that would be very, very disturbing.
Really? Have you ever played a Mario game?
Yes.
I mean, he's desperately in love with her.
Is he?
Yes. Yes, he is, very much. In Paper Mario, in fact, you can find and read his diary, and a lot of it has Peach Love in it.
Is it the rumor that all those children are hers?
Not any rumor that I've heard, but if you look at the size of the kids and the size of the woman.
Magic.
Oh, that's true. Magic does exist in that world. Guys.
Kyle. What was the question? Oh, No. So the Venn diagram of Kyle and Denki is basically a circle. We're both just chill dudes who like to play video games and can hang out with anyone. And, yeah. That's the end of my answer.
Perfect.
I don't know. I think I have maybe some caretaking aspects in common with Kendo, but I don't know what much else I have in common with her. She's a cool chick, though, but yeah, that might be the only thing.
I like using her in One's Justice 2, the fighting game. She's really good.
I do get to say more in the games. That's what I always ask people if they play the games, because it was really fun to voice the games for the show.
We're whispering again.
We do have another audience question. What is your name?
My name is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, not much. You?
That's great.
Yeah, good. So my question is, are you able to share any fun bloopers from the booth, any show, any project?
I always wish I had a good answer for these, but I don't.
You're not allowed to do bloopers anymore.
Well, they just go out of my brain. Like, I just don't. Oh, I got one. It's not even really a blooper. It's a Kyle fail. So all three of us have been directors at Funimation, now Crunchyroll, and Kyle and I both used to be full time, and he's no longer, I am. I don't know why I put that in part of my answer. It doesn't really matter. But when Kyle was there, that's why I did it, because I was going to say when you were there. He liked to play pranks on everybody, and one Halloween he did an elaborate prank in the booth with a spider situation.
It's one of those jumping ones that senses movement and
leaps out. And he set up all these cameras and everything, like, because he wanted to get like three or four of us on camera, like, and do like a, what do you call it, like just an edit of all of them together. But it was just total failure on my part, because I just walked in and I was like, what's this spider doing? Like, I just saw it immediately. So mine was probably the most boring. Did it scare anyone? I can't remember.
No. No, because I didn't realize. Like, I put it in so many different. Because I was like, oh, it needs a little light. Because first it was too dark, so you'd walk in and it wouldn't sense you. But then it was like too bright, and people would just see the spider. And then like 10 seconds later, it'd launch at them. I never got any.
A big one? It was kind of big, yeah. But it was just really obviously there.
I got it launched at weight camp, and I was like, dang. And he goes, dude, I have had twins. Nothing scares me anymore. I remember that. I'm so sad. I put a video out there, actually. It was a fail. Sonny's was the best. It went to Sonny, and Sonny went, ah!
Yeah,
he was super scared.
But you did a lot of fun things that, I don't know, you're really creative. I remember you would do, like, our walk-on songs.
I still have that list.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to know Jade and Tia's walk-on songs?
It's like your, like, how do you describe it? It's like your song, like, that if you were going to walk out, like, as the...
As a wrestler.
Oh, the wrestler. I was going to say, like, as the quarterback at a football game or something. I don't know, like, your hype-up, like, song where you're like, yeah, it's that song. And so he made us all give
him... It made me feel amazing, actually.
So you picked your own songs.
Yeah.
And he would play it when we would come in for a session, usually.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what yours is?
I bet it's something Eminem.
It is Eminem.
I
think it's from Kamikaze.
My connection isn't too good.
I don't know. Do Jade's first, and I'll try to remember.
Okay.
I know mine. I remember mine.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I'm just going to see if I'm right.
All right, what you got?
I think it's Feeling Myself.
Yeah! Feeling Myself, Nicki Minaj featuring Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I remember the album. I remember the Eminem. I don't remember. It's not Venom. It's not Venom.
It was Venom.
Is it Venom?
Yeah.
Because I picked something else first, and it had a naughty word in the first 30 seconds. And I was like, look into that one. Eminem is a naughty word I'm not supposed to say. Nobody's supposed to say. So Eminem didn't say it. Somebody else did.
Okay, guys.
What was your song, Kyle?
Operation Ivy. Crowd.
Wait, how does that go?
It's the opening that gets me.
That didn't help.
Do you know Operation Ivy?
No. Oh. You're like,
yeah, he did.
I still don't know it.
You know how it's
Okay.
So it's like punk rock.
All my bloopers involve Kyle. Kyle did this ongoing joke with me that got so old. Because in the old building, I had like one of the smaller kind of older whisper rooms, which are, if you don't know what a whisper room is, it's just like a small sort of portable booth. They're really actually very, very heavy. But
yeah, they're not very portable at all.
They're not really, yeah. Like, they're like, I don't know, it takes like three guys to lift one side of them. I don't know. Is that accurate? But
Anyways,
there was some stain in there on the carpet that had been there since 1972 or something. I don't know. And like, you'd be like, someone throw up in here every single time. And now that we're in a brand new building, completely different studios, he still comes in. Someone threw up in here every time.
You have to get that fake you.
I know, on the floor.
Yeah.
But we are.
Yeah. Next time I'm going to actually throw up and so you'll have something to say.
Yes, I'll be like, oh, someone threw up in it. No, then I won't acknowledge
it.
Yes,
it's me. I did. I won't acknowledge it.
Just for you. My favorite bloopers are all the ones I did. But basically, as time went on, like, I directed a show called Overlord. And when we were done, they were like, oh, by the way, you can do bloopers. It's like, well, I'm not going to go back and like manufacture bloopers. It's better when it's organic. But then they were like, hey, so just in general, you can just do bloopers and then submit them for approval. And then either they'll be like, no, this licensor doesn't want you to do them, or sure, you can do these. So I started getting bloopers for everything. And the pinnacle of it is, if you ever want a good laugh, is just YouTube Ace Attorney bloopers. I directed the both seasons of the anime, and we had so much fun on that. It produced so many good bloopers because Eric Vail was Phoenix, right? And some people, when you would like try to mess them up on purpose, it's called you bomb them. Some people like, oh, it gets them. Some people like don't even realize that something different was said. Some very few people are able to respond, and Eric was really good at that. He would like on the fly like give a response to the bomb, and it would create this like awesome moment. So yeah, just look up YouTube Ace Attorney bloopers. It's my most proud thing I've ever done as a director.
And I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. You're about to say we're out of time.
I was going to say we are out of time.
We won't have time for your question. I'm so sorry.
But please make sure you do go to their tables.
I'm actually about to leave. But I will say my blooper story. It's not really a blooper. I just think it's a funny story. Sean Schimmel, who plays Goku, came into the booth once when I first started. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know who Goku. I didn't know who Goku was. And so he came into the booth and he was like, "Hi, I'm Sean. I play Goku." And I was like, I don't know who you are. I don't know who that is. I'm so sorry. And the look on his face was like I punched his cat. And he walked away all sadly. And I just think it's a funny story.
Everybody knows Goku.
That's amazing.
Right.
That's amazing. It's just so silly. I don't know. It made me funny. It made me laugh that it kind of hurt.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
That's
he had a real moment there.
He's had a moment.
It's never happened to him before.
Yeah.
And he'll probably never forget you.
Yeah.
Ever. But unfortunately, we are out of time, so Tia also has to leave.
Yeah, I think we're all leaving pretty soon, so.
I'm headed back to my table for a little bit.
Yeah.
So you can go see Jade. She'll be there for a little bit for pictures, autographs. Any other questions
you might have? Thank you so much for visiting with us today, coming here, giving us a little razzle-dazzle, and letting us do the same thing for you.
You have been watching The Angry Geek Show on Pod TV. Visit our website today. And for guest bookings, email us at theangrygeekshow@gmail.com today.